Hi, and welcome to this podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the Aboriginal people in Australia, more specific, their situation today. First, I'm going to give you an introduction on who they are. The Aborigines migrated to Australia 70,000 years ago, and that makes them one of the oldest populations in the whole world. In comparison, the European settlers, who now are considered the real Australians, came to Australia only 232 years ago. The Aborigines were a huge and really established indigenous group. However, when the Europeans came, a large number of Aborigines died because of the diseases the settlers brought. And that was the beginning of what I like to call the Aboriginal downfall. Like I said earlier, I'm going to talk about how they're doing in today's society. And spoiler alert, it's not really good. But it's not really uncommon for Indigenous groups to suffer. We have seen many cases of this before. For example, the Sami people and culture here in Norway were extremely discriminated only decades ago. And according to new research, they still have a 4 times bigger chance of experiencing discrimination than the majority population. So clearly, it's not only the Aborigines who have struggles. But in today's podcast, I'm mainly going to focus on them. In Australia, there are about 700,000 Aboriginal people, and in total, they make up 3.3% of Australia's population in total. Most of them live in New South Wales, Queensland, and Victoria, and though a lot of people might believe they all live in the outback depending on what nature gives them, that is actually just a myth. Over 80% of all Aborigines live in cities. But even though most of them live in the urbanized society, it does not seem like that helps to provide a good and healthy life for most of them. The research about Aboriginal people's situation today that I find most shocking is their life expectancy rate. The average Aboriginal male is only expected to live until he is 71 years old. And that is almost 9 years less than a non-Indigenous Australian man. And there's more. 45% of all Aboriginal men die before they turn 45. I think these numbers are pretty disturbing, to be honest, and I'm really curious to find out why it's like this. I've done some research, and I must say that it is a really hard question. There's really no correct answer, but I ended up with some quite good theories. First of all, I believe poverty is one of the main causes. Aboriginal people are way less educated, and only about half of all Indigenous Australians between 20 and 24 finished the basic 12 years of school, which includes elementary, primary, and high school. In addition to that, the unemployment rate for Aborigines is over 50%. These numbers will, of course, have a huge impact on their lives. I think that another big cause is their health and nutrition. It's also really bad. One of the factors is their mistrust against the Australian health system. For example, many Aborigines are not vaccinated because they're so unconvinced that it is a good thing. Their very poor health is a huge problem. Actually, research showed that about 80% of the big gap in life expectancy between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people is due to preventable chronic diseases, such as cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. The last theory I have to answer why they live so short lives is their poor housing. You might think that this can't be a major part of the problem, but I actually really believe it is. Only 29% of all Aborigines own or have purchased their home. In comparison, the same figure for non-Indigenous people is 72%. Another research found that Aboriginal people are 15 times more likely to stay overnight in improvised shelters than the rest of the population. This really shows that their homes have a connection to their health. To wrap this up, I can conclude with that there's no doubt that the Aboriginals in Australia are struggling. But thankfully, it looks like the future is brighter. The Australian government has come out with a strategy called Closing the Gap, which is going to reduce disadvantage amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And luckily, the increasing awareness of Aboriginal struggles has seemed to help. The life expectancy rate has expanded just over the last decades, and it seems to continue in that direction. I must say that makes me very happy, and I hope that in the future, the Aborigines will not feel suppressed or discriminated no more. They should finally receive the peace and happiness they all deserve.